Greetings, I'm Bill Clackey, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Margaret Henn, who is Director of Program Management for the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service. And Margaret's here today to talk to us about the various things that they are doing to make Baltimore better, including, and all you homeowners should especially listen to this show, a very, very important information about your deed for, and how to make that secure. So, Margaret, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about MVLS?
Sure. So MVLS, the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service, is the largest pro bono legal services provider in the state of Maryland. And our mission is to connect low-income Marylanders with volunteer lawyers to deliver free legal assistance. So our services are completely free. Mm-hmm. And we were established in 1981 for... Those of you who don't know, about 80% of low-income Marylanders who have a legal issue go without an attorney because they can't afford one. Mm-hmm. So Our primary purpose is to bridge that gap and provide free legal assistance for those Marylanders.
Great, great. How can somebody get in contact?
Sure. So our website, mvlslaw.org, is probably the best way to see information about all the different things that we have coming up, as well as apply for our services if you're interested in that. And if we have any attorneys listening as well, if you are interested in volunteering, you can also do so through filling out a volunteer form on our website.
Great, great. And I guess we'll talk more about those opportunities.
Yes.
But they are very definitely... needed and for valuable service. 80% is awful.
Yeah, it really is. And I think sometimes people think about the right to counsel. You might hear that, and that's something that exists in criminal cases. But in civil legal cases, which is basically anything that's not a criminal issue, there is no right to an attorney. And a lot of people do have to go to court without an attorney.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame. And your job as Director of Program Management is to make everything work, right?
Yep. So I oversee our core pro bono program. And the primary legal issues that we help people with in that program are housing issues. So that includes landlord-tenant foreclosure and tax sale foreclosure. Consumer issues, which is things like bankruptcy and debt collection. Family law issues like custody and divorce. Expungement. And tax and estate planning and estate administration. Those are our primary areas that we assist in.
Great, great. That covers a lot of stuff.
It does. It does.
Yeah, yeah. And you said your services are free?
They are. They are completely free. You do your legal issue does have to be in the state of Maryland, and we do have income guidelines that are required of us by our funder, but those are publicly available on our website. So if you're interested to see whether you qualify, again, you can visit mvlslaw.org. And just as an example, a family of four would qualify if they make less than about $57,000 a year. So you can
go
on there.
That's going to include a lot of folks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Let's first talk about in depth the deed, the special deed project that I know you folks are working on. It's very important. And what is it?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a program called My Home, My Deed, My Legacy. And this program actually grew out of our foreclosure prevention work originally. We were seeing clients who were in foreclosure and they were having a lot of trouble resolving their issues because their name was not actually on the deed to their property. So a lot of times the situation was something like their grandmother's name may be on the deed to the house and their grandmother has passed, but they're still living there. And now they've been there, they've probably been paying the mortgage and something's come up like a medical crisis and gone behind on the mortgage. Because their name isn't on the deed to the property, The mortgage company often doesn't even want to interact with that person. They say, we don't have a contract with you. You know, we don't even have to talk to you. And that's when this person really gets in a difficult situation in trying to work out their foreclosure and make some kind of payment plan or modification to get things fixed with a mortgage company. So we were seeing more and more of that. And it's actually a major problem in this city. I would ask your listeners to think about what you think is a pretty easy question, which is, do you own your house? But a lot of people actually might think the answer is yes, when it might actually not be yes, because their name is not technically on the deed, which is recorded downtown in the land records office. So the purpose of this project is really to help homeowners fix that issue. First of all, find out, is your name on the deed? Mm. Secondly, if it's not, we can help you resolve that so that you can stay in your house and also so that you can safely pass your house to the next generation, because your house is often your most valuable asset that you own.
And so
there's a lot of wealth lost between generations in our city when someone is not able to pass their house on to the next generation.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
And when it can be avoided, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who don't plan for what's going to happen for their home. Mm-hmm. And that's also one of the things that we're trying to address. So we do help people make a will. We help people make a certain kind of deed called a life estate deed that talks about what happens when you pass away. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't want to think about these issues because they are hard to think about, or they think that they're not an extremely wealthy individual, so they don't need to think about what we call estate planning. It's kind of a legal term, you know. And so,
It sounds like a real big estate, doesn't it?
Right, exactly. It sounds like a really rich person.
Yeah,
they have fancy estate, but really,
it probably knows the queen, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. It's important for everyone to think about. And so, that's one of the things that we're trying to do through this project is encourage everyone to think about who they would want to leave their home to and planning around that issue. And there's a couple other really specific things that people can run into issues with if their name is not on the deed to their home. One of them is that it has a number of programs to help people with home repairs if they are below a certain income level and they can't afford those repairs.
Uh-huh.
If your name's not on the deed to the house, you are not going to be approved for those programs.
Right, right.
And so that's one of the critical needs that we see for our My Home, My Deed, My Legacy project is to help people resolve that issue. The other thing is you can't get homeowner's insurance if your name's not on the deed to your home. So if something
were
to happen,
you're in danger.
Right, a fire or something of that nature, you would really be in a precarious situation.
Or a pickle, as we used to say.
Yeah, a pickle. That's right. And there's also something that I think a lot of people are not aware of called the homeowner's property tax credit. And this is actually a credit on your property taxes for any household that makes up to $60,000.
Deadline that 9 times, $60,000. So if you make under $60,000 or less.
Right, you could get this credit.
And you own your home, you can get reduced taxes. Reduced property taxes,
that's
right?
Correct.
Reduced property taxes by just filling out a form.
Right, but.
My goodness.
Like you said, you have to own your home.
Right.
And they. Right. Classify that to mean your name. That's another reason that we have this program. But that credit is something, you know, tell all your friends and neighbors about it.
Yeah.
So many
yeah.
people don't know about it. And we've seen clients save hundreds, even thousands of dollars by taking advantage of that credit.
Wow. So let's stop right now and just summarize the things that our listeners should do. First of all, anybody that's listening that believes they own their home had better right now, after you finish listening to the show, of course, find your deed.
Mm-hmm.
Find that deed. Make sure that it is a deed to your property and make sure that it is in your name or your spouse's name or somebody who lives with you's name or whatever kind of connection it is that makes that absolutely your property.
Right. And actually, to help you do that, we have a web name is on your deed. And if there are any issues, what you need to do to try to resolve that. So I'll just repeat that one
please,
more time.
Please.
Myhomemydeed.org.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's something everybody should go on.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to go on that, frankly.
Right. Just make sure. Make sure. Definitely.
Mama didn't raise no stupid children. Yeah, that sounds essential. And the second thing is that if you are a homeowner and your name is on that deed, what is your income? If it's $60,000 or less, get to the place where you can get this homeowner's tax credit. How can they do that?
Right. So
I guess they could call you or go on the website?
They can, but it's also available online through the State Department of Assessments and Taxation. They come up with a new form every year, and you have to fill out a new form every year. Mm. That is the one thing to keep in mind. You might have done it in the past, but you need to do it again. Mm. The form comes out around February and every year, and you need to complete it every year before September 1st.
Okay.
So that's something to keep in mind about that credit.
Right, right. So I guess you could just search, if you got on a computer and search for Maryland SDAT, homeowner's credit.
Right. And our My Home, My Deed website will give you some information about how to get that form.
Wonderful.
As well if you visit that site.
Myhomemydeed.org.
That's right. And actually, I do want to mention that there is, although we're talking about owning your home right now, there's also a renter's tax credit. So if you're a renter, you may be able to get some money back. Basically, the idea is that part of what you pay in rent goes to that your landlord's property taxes. And so if you're a renter below $60,000 income, you may be able to get a credit as well through filling out what's called the renter's tax credit.
But that would be a credit on their income tax?
No, it's not a credit on your income tax. You may actually you would potentially get a rebate if you qualify for it.
Okay, you hear that, folks?
Yeah.
If you are a renter and you make under $60,000, you are potentially eligible and probably eligible for a renter's tax credit.
Right.
And that means a check. And you don't have to pay any money to do it. All you have to do is get the forms. And I guess the place to start is My Home, My Deed.
Right, yep.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And again, let's see. And I guess this is part of your general homeowner preservation work.
Yes, this is part of our housing and consumer work. And we also actually have something that we call our advanced planning project. And what this is what I was talking about with planning for the future, planning for what's going to happen to your house when you pass, planning for also what's going to happen when you get older, who's going to help you make medical decisions, who's going to help you with your finances, with going to the bank and paying your bills. And so I also want to mention that we have an advanced planning coordinator who is available to come out and do presentations at community associations, churches, schools, you know, wherever there might be a group that's wanting to learn about these issues.
Right.
So please do contact us if you are interested in having our advanced planning coordinator come out and do a presentation to your organization.
I would think any organization that cares about its members, and hopefully everyone does, should want to help their members with this. Because it's critical.
Absolutely.
We all need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all need it. No matter what our age is, you never know what the person upstairs is going to do.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. And then I will also mention that on our website, so we talked about the My Home, My Deed website, which is specifically for looking up information about your property. But on the general Maryland Volunteer Lawyers Service website, which is mvlslaw.org, we also have fact sheets on a lot of different legal issues. And so regardless of whether you're able to organize a presentation, you can go on the website and you can find fact sheets on advanced planning and a number of other legal issues.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're about out of time. Margaret, could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the service?
Sure. So our website is mvlslaw.org. That's probably the easiest way to apply for our services. Uh-huh. We also have an intake line, which is 410-547-6537.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Margaret Henn, who's Director of Program Management for the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service, for being our guest today. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.